Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan and was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say they arrested a male suspect with a homemade gun at the scene of the attack moments after the shooting. The Prime Minister was talking outside a train station in western Nara. Done with the Biden administration being inept at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott ordered state law enforcement officials to send illegal immigrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for charges that included violating civil rights of George Floyd. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y protein.net.
A small asteroid the size of a city bus made an extremely close approach to Earth on Thursday, missing us by only 56,000 miles. That's nothing in space terms. What's scary about this, no one knew it was coming until this week. The Kremlin continues to try and strong-arm Ukrainian leadership.
With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Kiev that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or brace for the worst, adding that Russia has barely started its action. Speaking at a meeting with leaders, Putin accused Western allies of fueling the hostilities, charging that the, quote, West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASA's little capstone moon probe, the size of a microwave oven, has phoned back home after going dark. NASA says an improperly formatted command to the spacecraft made the radio inoperable. The 55-pound capstone successfully performed its engine burn Thursday and is back on track. Capstone is now about 289,000 miles from Earth. That's significantly beyond the orbit of the moon, but that's part of the plan. The probe is taking a long, looping, and highly fuel-efficient orbit beginning November 13th. During his term, did Boris Johnson do well for his country? Nigel Farage, former Brexit party leader on Fox News, says Johnson betrayed Britain.
The truth of it is, he adopted Brexit, and I was very pleased when he did. But the truth of it is, he got elected as a Conservative, governed as a Liberal, committing the UK to net zero, increasing taxes, increasing the size of the state, becoming an LGBT fanatic. And the reason he's gone is, number one, he betrayed millions of people who trusted him to stand up against globalization, and we found we had this pro-China maniac running the country. And number two, because he proved to be an outright born liar. So the idea that Johnson's demise means the end of populism is nonsense, and I very much hope and believe that whoever replaces him in the Conservative Party will actually be stronger.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey.
Well, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. Well, our economy continues to be in a free fall. The borders are still open. National insecurity is the order of the day. And we have a president, a leader, who believes that inflation is transitory, just like his connection with reality. And I don't know when those ends will meet up together, and it doesn't seem anytime soon, because the talking points coming out of the White House are just flat out wrong. There's no connection with reality. Here to talk more about it is Paul Kengor. He's a professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good, Bill. How about you?
Hey, doing good, but like you, I'm feeling the pain of, well, now 9 out of 10 Americans say the country's on the wrong track. And I'm saying, hey, look, that's a basis for a conversation, because now we're not canceling one another. We all have a concept of reality of what we're dealing with, and that is that our country's in trouble. And the leadership that we have for this appointed time is quite scary, because they have no solutions, Paul.
Yeah, well, they're still canceling people. In fact, if you and I right now say anything in this conversation offensive to the LGBTQ community, we'll find that out right away. But interesting, I was in Pittsburgh yesterday, which is the town of my birth, the city of my birth, and I hadn't been there in probably about a month. I live about an hour north of it, and I went to my favorite coffee shop, and I went in to get a cappuccino and get a bag of coffee, right? And so the girl rang me up, and it was $24. And I thought, whoa. And it had one of those things, Bill, right, about leave a tip, 10%, 15%, 20%.
Yes.
And
right.
I hesitated. And I thought, who do I want to get angry at? Me?
You're already fleecing me. How much is left, right? Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And when, wife sees the credit card thing and it says, what did you, $28? So I tipped her. I tipped her 20%. But the bag of coffee, I think, was $19. And it's getting really bad. I filled up my gas tank on the way home. Gas here, at least in Western Pennsylvania, was down to, I think, $4.79 a gallon for 87 octane. So at least it's below $5. But that'll probably go back up. And it's, all of this is just going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better.
Well, not at all. And to your point about this tipping situation, I mean, first of all, a lot of people forget what TIPS stands for. It's to ensure proper service. Now, we're kind of goofy. Now, what happened, the original idea was that you gave somebody a tip prior to the service to ensure proper service or prompt service. And now we do it after the fact. Even after we've had bad service, we just kind of have compassion, you know, and we go ahead and I guess we're, you know, guilt shamed into tipping. But I've always wondered, I go, wait a minute, here you've got somebody at a counter there's not a whole lot of service there, but yet they have the audacity to almost guilt shame you by saying, here's 20%, you know, here's the numbers, you know, 16, it started at 15, right. Now it's like 16 or 17%, 20%, 25%, and you're going, whoa, wait a minute, all you did was hand me a bag of coffee, and you right. expect 25-cent tip on top of that. I mean, look at, with all due respect, and I understand you're probably somebody's daughter working your way through school, and hey, look, it's hard times for all of us. We're all paying the gas prices and dealing with inflation here. But you know what this is doing, Paul? It's discouraging people to go out, and I mean, the restaurants are already complaining. They're going to have to let people off. They just can't afford it anymore because people just aren't going to restaurants. And part of it is that they're getting nickeled and dimed. And then I don't know if you saw this or not, but the interesting thing that restaurants are doing, two things that are interesting. Number one is that when they do the tip, some of them calculate the tip on the gross. So now you're paying a tip based on the tax added on top of it, right? Going, wait a minute,
right.
I'm already paying a tax, now I'm going to get a double penalty here. This is like double taxation, you know, without representation in a sense, modern day era. Okay, so you got that issue going on. But the other thing that they're doing is they've added another line called a convenience fee or a service, additional service fee or something. And mm-hmm. and what this is doing is to help offset, and I get it for these restaurants because it's the only way they can survive, but some are charging as much as 20% additional. Some are reasonable. It's like 3%. You go, okay, well, I get it. I mean, I can participate in the greater good at 3%, but here's 20%, and then you want another 20, 25% for the server.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And in fact, I could tell you yesterday too, being in Pittsburgh and I went there for lunch, the number of restaurants that have closed and that have not come back after COVID is really quite remarkable. And another thing, Bill, that's going on really compounding all this in the big cities. In fact, I had lunch with a friend of mine who's a kind of local civics person and knows this kind of data up and down. He told me that only about 20% of the downtown office buildings had leasers, had people in them. So a lot of people who went home and started working from home during COVID have just stayed there. And companies have realized, to their credit, right, that, boy, my people can be just as productive working from home. Let them work from home on their computer. All they do is they come into this office building and work on the computer. And I won't have to pay this, you know, exorbitant lease space from this skyscraper in downtown whatever city. And so all of that has had a further effect on the restaurants. The restaurants are closing. They're not opening back up. And then add to this, and I think this is really the great hidden story with the numbers and unemployment and so forth. So many of these restaurants are struggling because even when they need people to work, they can't find them. People aren't going to work. Yeah, and the real unemployment numbers don't show the number of people who are voluntarily unemployed. Who simply aren't going to work. I mean, the unemployment numbers just capture a certain number of people on the unemployment rolls for only so long of a period of time. But so many restaurants are not opening up or even keeping full hours or regular hours because they can't find employees. So it's a really dismal situation.
Well, the numbers are ridiculous. I mean, let's go back to the Obama years. I mean, the numbers all came with asterisks. It was never really a true shot of reality because, like, all of a sudden you have people dropping out of the labor force. Like, what, all of a sudden their family decided to go on a fast for 6 months? They're not eating at all? I mean, so then what it does, it promotes a black market labor force, which, you know, I think at one point it was estimated somewhere around 8 to 10 million people were in the black labor labor force. They were in the black market labor force, which meant they weren't paying any taxes at all. And I understand compassionately, in part, they're just trying to survive. They're hustling their buns off. And, and they know that their nut is, they got to make at least $5,000 a month. Well, there's no room for, to pay any taxes or give anything to the government. And so they're getting paid underneath the table. And so here we are. We're coming back into this era again, the thing that Trump got rid of that, nobody reported on this, Paul. This is like one of those things that just, I guess it's just the course of business and it happens in government and, with families and things like this. But it is, it is quite impactful. And there's no doubt about it. And it has consequences.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
Here we are.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, lots more to catch up on. Of course, the assassination of Abe. What a heartbreak there. I mean, this is quite telling. This is huge. We'll touch on that, and also I want to touch about why 1776 matters with you, too. He is the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, and he's got all the stories and the facts to share with us, so stay tuned. More from Dr. Paul Kengor after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dr. Paul Kengor continues. We were just talking about our 4th of July celebrations and times and everything like that. And, you know, he's talking about the weather. And, you know, I'm here in Florida and areas in Pennsylvania. And he was talking about how muggy it is. And I go, yeah, that brings the bugs. I go, oh, what is the purpose? What are the purpose of no-see-ums? I want to ask God, you know, what? I don't read anything that tells me that no-see-ums are great. Or that, you know, they're carnivores and they eat other things that are very dangerous to us. They're just annoying. along with mosquitoes. And you said your 8-year-old had something brilliant to share, so I want to give him credit.
Yeah. My 8-year-old Ben, he said, "Daddy, why did God create bugs? Yeah, why did God create flies, mosquitoes?" And I said, "I don't know, Ben. That's something you're going to have to ask him for sure." I said, "It's a darn good question. It's about the best theological question I've heard in a long time." It's
well, tell him
than Nancy Pelosi. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt, no doubt. Tell him that I'm in line with him. You know, I'll be in line with him on that one. Okay.
Right.
Along with also that other question I have, the serious question is why there won't be marriage in heaven.
Right. Yeah. No, that's right. Well, we will. I think it says Paul says, right? We will be shown new bodies, spiritual bodies, and so we will leave a lot of our lusts and vices and earthliness behind on earth. Mm.
And all the arguing. All the arguing. Right. See, God knows better. No, you're going to get married. I'm going to have that kind of craziness here in heaven. You know, there's no peace.
And that's because everybody will finally know the truth, right?
Yes, right.
And I think a lot of liberals are going to be horrified and shocked by that. Mm, in fact, I remember speaking of marriage, I remember watching a liberal young lady debate on CNN or Fox, and she was arguing with, I think it was a Catholic priest, who was saying, you know, God intended marriage to be between one man and one woman, and, you know, Jesus said a man and woman will leave their parents become one flesh. And the girl said, well, if when I get to heaven, I'm going to tell God he was wrong on that.
Right.
I'm like, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, you and Bruce Jenner. Yeah, and that's it. Right. That's even if you get across the pearly gates, a wonderful one. But that's something to be determined, and the risk you take. I think there's so many people that have that attitude today, Paul. It's quite, at least, hey, pleased with their honesty, I guess, at least, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we're really supposed to humble ourselves to what we believe this divine creator intended for human beings. And one thing about, right, liberals and leftists and secular people, they say, oh, you know, you Christians are so arrogant. No, I mean, we're actually so you know, unarrogant, right? We're willing to believe what some deity that we believe that we can't even see physically with our eyes is saying, where you know, they arrogate unto themselves the right to divine their own absolute truths on everything.
Exactly. Well, it's projection. That's all that is. But, you know, again, like you said, in the presence of God, I don't think there's going to be a big discussion. You know, the truth is going to be so evident. I mean, and it's amazing to me, but it, because we're dealing in the earthly plane. I mean, there was that confrontation between Pontius Pilate and Jesus, and they're talking about truth, and Pontius Pilate kind of, you know, sardonically said, well, you know, what's truth? You know, well, wait a minute, you're standing in front of the author of truth, but he couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Isn't amazing? Right. You know, there will be that time that we are face to face with truth, and I don't think it's going to be a long discussion.
You won't be able to wash your hands of it in the way that Pilate did. Yeah, I think that's one of the most profound moments in all of Scripture, right?
I love that. Yes,
what is
exactly
truth? And you can capitalize the T in truth at that point.
Well, like all these issues that we're dealing with right now, everything, you know, what God has been showing me, Paul, and I thought this really stopped me in my tracks, is that, you know, there's an in and an out. You know, something about life, that in order for life to exist, there must be an entrance and an exit. It's kind of a circular thing that has to occur. It's like the debate over 1776, 1619, for example. Okay, there's an entry point into the idea of 1776 and the great American idea. And as it cycles through, on the other side is liberty. All these great things that are near impossible to experience on earth because we're humanoids and we get in the way of the natural course of God's heart and mercy. Okay.
Yes. Well, and here we are. We're the week of July 4th. And, you know, and you have this whole New York Times kind of left wing push to redefine America as beginning in 1619. In fact, they literally call it the 1619 Project. Right?
Right. Theory.
Right.
Let's ordain and rearrange everything based on a theory. Okay, so along the same idea, Paul, what's the exit of 1619? What's the deliverable of 1619?
Yeah, that's a good point. And the point is to redefine the country's start as beginning with the arrival of the first enslaved Africans who came to Virginia mm-hmm. that year. And if they can define it that way, then they could define the totality of America and what it means to be American as this nation built on systemic slavery, right, with racism built into the every brick and every fabric of the country. But in fact, and what's so hideous about 1619, I mean, that's even before Plymouth Rock in 1620.
Yes.
Right? It's before John mm-hmm. Winthrop and the Arabella and the City on the Hill speech in 1630. But America really began in 1776. In fact, the very phrase United States of America began
exactly.
in 1776. And what the founders were able to do, what Lincoln was able to do, free the slaves through a Civil War Emancipation Proclamation, read the Gettysburg Address, 1863, here in my home state of Pennsylvania. Lincoln said 67 years ago. What is that? Well, that's 87 years. That goes back to 1776. And he said, our forefathers put forth a proposition that all men are created equal. So it was the ideals of July 4th, 1776 that even if the founders, even if George Washington had slaves and Thomas Jefferson had slaves, right? They couldn't end slavery at the time. In fact, Jefferson said the wolf has us by the ears, right? How are we going to do this? States like South Carolina said they wouldn't have supported independence if the founders had tried to abolish slavery in 1776. But
exactly.
They put in place the principles that allowed someone like Lincoln and later people, and by the way, Christian abolitionists, from 1776 all the way to, 1860s to actually free slaves and free black mm-hmm. Americans. So that's the greatness of 1776. And these terrible people that are doing this mm-hmm. stuff with the 1619 Project, they're redefining America in a really nasty way that's not even accurate.
Right.
And our young people are falling for it because
exactly.
they don't know any better. They're not being taught any better.
Yeah. Well, because they don't realize that who brought the slaves, who captured the slaves to begin with, other blacks, okay?
Yeah,
and they sell them.
That's right.
Right. So
and
this
by,
is where it all begins.
Especially Arab Muslim traders
mm-hmm.
In particular, and that had been going on for 1,000 years. Going back
right.
1776, Muhammad had slaves, right?
Mm.
My family from Calabria on my mom's side, they were slaves or at risk of being slaves. Sicily, that whole area, the Battle
right.
of Lepanto, the Knights of Malta, the siege at Malta in the 1500s. These were all battles. In fact, on my dad's side, the name Kengor is actually a Polish name. The word slaves, mm-hmm. people don't know this. It comes from Slavs.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
These were white people from the Balkans in Eastern Europe. So this has been a worldwide problem.
Well, Paul, going back to what we said earlier, what is the outcome of 1619? It's victimization. It's poor me and all this. But yet, 1776 gave us the likes of Booker T. Washington, Ella Fitzgerald,
yep.
Jackie Robinson, Diana Ross. I mean, all these people, people of color, yes, exactly, that are great contributors. The other thought as you were talking came to mind about 30 seconds left here is 1776, 1619, and dealing with slavery and the compromise that the founding fathers had to make in order to bring what comes to mind are wheats and tares. And mm-hmm. and I'll let people read the story in the Bible about wheats and tares and why God allowed the tares to grow up within the wheat and how that is cleaned up and harvested. Maybe that'll bring some reality to you. Paul Kengor, thank you.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. For the first time ever, reserve your Prime Day deals with Amazon Layaway. On July 12th and 13th, score all the best deals on Amazon.com and pay only 20% down on selected items. From laptops to TVs, cameras, and school supplies, reserve your deals on Amazon.com/layaway and pay in 5 equal installments over 8 weeks. No credit check, interest, or cancellation fees. Plus, if you change your mind, cancel any time and receive a full refund. Find thousands of selected Prime Day deals, including premium beauty products, kitchen appliances, furniture, and more. And lock in the price by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name. Once payments are complete, your items will ship with the speed and convenience that Amazon customers know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan and was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say they arrested a male suspect with a homemade gun at the scene of the attack moments after the shooting. The Prime Minister was talking outside a train station in western Nara. Done with the Biden administration being inept at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott ordered state law enforcement officials to send illegal immigrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for charges that included violating civil rights of George Floyd. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ready 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Midterms around the corner, and there's already a lot of conversation about 2024. Joe Biden is, obviously the Democratic power machines are doing everything they can to kind of try to get him on the bench and get him out of the way. Well, that being the case, who do you think they're making room for? No, it's not Kamala Harris. Sit down. You don't know what you're talking about. It is the name that keeps coming up time and time again, and even came up, for the 2016 run. Michelle Obama. Yes, and there's a movie that's coming out from Joel Gilbert. Yes, the same Joel Gilbert, the Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, that gave us that great reveal about the Trayvon Martin case, right? Unbelievable. Well, he has put together an incredible documentary and that helps us understand, this film understands particularly Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. The real life story, not, the stuff that. It's kind of like Barack Obama, because she's following the same lead. There was so much mystery, and even to this day, that people don't even want to talk about Barack Obama, right? Because he's Barack Obama. And the same thing, people want to buy into this narrative that has been designed, just like for Barack Obama, that's being designed for Michelle Obama. And Joel Gilbert is with us right now. Hey, Joel, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Great to be back, Bill. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is an exciting documentary on many levels because, even my wife has been saying for many years, Michelle Obama, they want her to run. They wanted her to run instead of Joe Biden. But that's a whole nother story and background. Maybe that's another documentary down the road and a reveal to, help us understand what the heck happened in 2020. Forget about what Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th committee and everybody else would want us to believe, even, our Attorney General, Bill Barr. You still got a majority of Americans saying, hey, there was monkey business in 2020. But that aside, 2024 is fast and coming, and the stage is being set for Michelle Obama, is it not?
I really think it is. I made this full-length feature film, which is available on SalemNow.com for live streaming or DVD, The website, you can see the trailer, is MichelleObama24.com. And I did two things. First, I made the argument of why I believe she is setting herself up to be the nominee. As you mentioned, she's following the exact same formula that Barack Obama did in his career to become president. Obama was the keynote speaker for John Kerry. Michelle Obama, keynote speaker at the Democrat convention for Jill Biden. The keynote speaker slot is typically the one they give to the person they think is going to be the next nominee. Obama based his candidacy really on his personal story, his best-selling book, Dreams from My Father. People hardly paid attention that Michelle wrote a biography called Becoming in 2018, went on a national book tour, sold out 20,000-seat arenas, and developed this huge audience, especially of women and mothers and girls. And lastly, Obama, people don't remember, he actually started his career in Chicago in 1992 with a voter registration organization called Project Vote. Mm. And he bragged about registering 150,000 black people to get Carol Mosley Braun elected. Michelle, doing the exact same thing. She's got an organization called When We All Vote. And she was just here in L.A., gave a fiery speech 2 weeks ago on every Democrat talking point. So I think there's just no question. She's the most popular person on the planet. She's got about 100 million followers on different social media. And she's definitely being set up. She's the most plausible candidate. In other words, if they say, oh, Michelle is ahead in all the swing states, it's kind of believable. You say, well, she's so popular. And if she sweeps the vote by, landslide, no matter what happened in the actual election, people will make it'll be believable.
Exactly. In much the same way as they did with Obama. You know, they didn't vet him to begin with. There was post-vetting, which was amazing. And then you had voter fraud that took place, particularly in Pennsylvania. One voting district, all 58 districts, 100% for Barack Obama. If that doesn't say voter fraud, then I don't know what else does, not to mention the fact that you had that scene of Black Panthers outside of a voting precinct with clubs intimidating people as they were coming in to vote, and the attorney general, kind of weak-kneed. He purposely avoided it. He just didn't want to, confront this kind of shenanigans. But if it had been, some white supremacists in white sheets, Lord have mercy, we'd still be having, committee hearings over it.
Right. Well, the second big part of this film is not only do I lay out why I think she's running, I actually do a deep dive into her real-life history. There have been six biographies on Michelle Obama. They're all puff pieces. They're all just very reverent and repeating the stories that she tells. I actually talked to her kindergarten classmates, elementary school teachers, high school classmates, her coworkers. I spoke to her Princeton College professor at length about her thesis. So I've really done a huge investigation, including going to Chicago. And in the film, you come along with me. I go to all these locations where Michelle grew up, and a completely different story emerges. Michelle has been pushing this image of Southside girl, she calls it, for years. It's kind of like trying to say that she experienced a neo-log cabin upbringing and she was a regular victim of racial discrimination. Turns out that Michelle had a very privileged childhood and had a political family background. Her father was a precinct captain working for the Daily Machine, and Michelle literally tagged along with him since she was 6 years old and was a very, very political person. The other information we find out is that Michelle's stories of experiencing white flight, she claims that whites moved out of her neighborhood because were afraid of black people. She tells that a lot. It turns out the only people doing white flight in the 1970s was Michelle Robinson and her brother Craig Robinson. Every chance they got to study with in the local neighborhood schools, they pulled them out and put them in schools far away, in exclusive and private schools. And Michelle lies about this blatantly, constantly. She says, we went to the neighborhood public schools. My parents couldn't afford private schools. In fact, there was a big, nice high school one block from their house called South Shore High School that was all black. When her brother Craig was supposed to go to high school, they put him in a private Catholic school, all white, in Hyde Park for $3,500 a year. That's about $17,000 in today's money. Michelle goes to Whitney Young Magnet School, an hour and a half away. So she's the one that's been running away from black people. And I even have her in the film on tape. She says, I was afraid to go out of my house. I was afraid. I was afraid of getting beat up. People would accuse her of talking white and acting white, which meant she had, like an attitude. Mm-hmm. So Michelle really grew up in fear of the black community. She was running away from them for education and doesn't really have any experiences with the black community at all. And then I go into this whole section about what did she do professionally. People don't really know. But she has two shameful experiences of exploiting the black community on behalf of the white Democrat Party machine and white Democrat donors and elites. The first experience was working with Valerie Jarrett at Mayor Daley's office for the mayor of Chicago, and she was the assistant planning commissioner of all things, with Valerie Jarrett was the planning commissioner.
Oh, wow.
And what they did is the projects, they called them the projects where a lot of poor black people lived, they were built in the 50s. In the by the early, late 80s, early 90s, downtown had pushed up against these projects which were now not on the outskirts, and this land was very valuable. And the white Democrat donor developers wanted this land to build housing and expand the Gold Coast in downtown Chicago. It was very desirable. Mm-hmm. So Michelle led this effort to knock down the projects. They made at the Cabrini Green is a very famous project where they made 20,000 blacks homeless. They shipped them out, moved them out far away, and gave the money away to people like Tony Resco, who built these single-family homes and townhomes, and, of course, they would give some of that money back to the politicians in the form of donations.
Of
so
course.
Michelle was in on that. She was, you know, moving out, making black people homeless. And the second thing she did was working for the University of Chicago Medical Center, where she was hired to head up the thing called the Southside Health Collaborative, where they had a program which was called patient dumping. It was actually illegal. When poor Southside blacks showed up to the emergency room, Michelle was in charge of denying them service, and they would actually put them in vans and dump them in these crappy neighborhood clinics because they didn't have the right insurance. So we can go into that more, but Michelle has a shameful history of exploiting the black community. And to add insult to injury, for politics, she pretends to be one of these ordinary black people she exploited all her life.
Unbelievable. Michelle Obama 2024, Joel Gilbert is the producer, Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment. He's talking, he's sharing the whole truth and nothing but. Stay with us. We've got more from Joel after this.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon's Prime Day is back. On July 12th and 13th, Prime members can shop a wide selection of epic deals from fashion and electronics to home, toys, and Amazon devices. With products from top national brands to small businesses, customers can shop for their favorite items while saving big. This year, members can shop early deals and get ready for the two-day shopping event before Prime Day even starts. Members can subscribe to receive personalized deal alert recommendations and then ask Alexa to notify them about a deal once it is live. Amazon has also made it easier to support small businesses. The new Small Business Badge helps members discover and shop curated collections from small business brands in Amazon store. Prime Day will run for 48 hours, kicking off at 3 a.m. Eastern on July 12th. Not yet a Prime member? Customers can join Prime or start a free trial at amazon.com/Prime Day to participate.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Joel Gilbert about the new movie, Michelle Obama 2024. It is now available, The Whole Truth and Nothing But. You know, it's really amazing when you think about, leaders, just in general. There's a certain degree of charm, and I would say that probably in the modern era, Barack Obama was probably the most charming president that we've ever had. And because of that charm, it made him especially dangerous. Because it kept us from questioning, you know, and applying critical thinking and critical questioning about Barack Obama, what his intent was. Like a simple thing. Hey, we're going to fundamentally transform the country. I don't know about you, but flags went up all over my consciousness on that one. In much the same way that Joe Biden, as he announced the new liberal world order. I mean, these are triggering statements and words that matter. But sometimes we overlook those because we're just so, charmed by someone's influence and, and how we look up to them. And such has been the case for the Obamas and Michelle Obama. I mean, it is amazing. And I've always wondered about this, Joel Gilbert, is why she is, she's the most popular woman on planet Earth.
Right.
I mean,
well,
more than my mind is going blank here, than Oprah.
A couple things. Look, I like to say that Obama's smile was the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
And that the media would not look into anything about his background. I mean, I went to Hawaii twice. Mm-hmm. People remember my film Dreams from My Real Father, and I concluded that his real biological father was likely Frank Marshall Davis, the man that raised him, who was a Chicago communist that came out to Hawaii, was a Soviet agent during the Cold War. So I went to Hawaii twice, was twice as much as all the media combined. They never went out.
Right.
And because there is an agenda behind all of this. Even Michelle quotes directly from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. She talks about the world as it should be. And but no one knows what does she mean by that. The same thing with Obama. He said change is coming to America, but no one knew what that meant. They thought, well, change means a black president or biracial president. That's all it is. But no, it's an agenda that they don't really talk about up front. Now, Michelle was most popular person on the planet because since she came onto the national stage 2007-08, she's had about $15 billion worth of free, positive, earned media. She's mm-hmm. been on every Glamour magazine 10 or 20 times, Vogue, you know, Glamour, People, and it's all positive. It's all reverent. And that's why I made this film, Michelle Obama 2024, really look at her real-life history, dissected her Princeton thesis, which no one really understands like I do, talk to her friends, her relatives, and a completely different picture emerges of a very privileged childhood, a girl who's from a political family that spent her life exploiting the black community on behalf of white elites and then tries to use and pretend to be one of these ordinary black folks to get their political support. She's a very manipulative person in that way, And I think when she announces for president, she's going to get the same treatment of reverence. And that's why I thought it would be important to make this film and book.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is amazing. And it's so typical of blacks who have gravitated to power. And when I was talking to Bob Woodson last year, Joel, and we were talking about, you know, since 1964, war on poverty, something like close to $30 trillion has been, of the people's money, has been directed toward this war on poverty, you know, for minorities. And a great majority of those minorities are blacks. And I said, Bob, $30 trillion, what's up? What have we accomplished with it? He goes, oh, Bill, you don't understand. I said, that's what I'm asking. He goes, 70% of that money goes to black bureaucrats. I mean, they're taking it off the top.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I believe it. Look, as I mentioned, Michelle was hired by white elites to do jobs that they themselves couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Could not, a white person could not be in charge of a program to deny health care to the black neighbors who live near the University of Chicago. Michelle was in charge of that program to deny health care and make sure they never came back to the University of Chicago hospital. She was, of course, as I mentioned, at the mayor's office for Mayor Daley. You couldn't have a white person saying, we're going to knock down all these projects and you're going to be better off for it. This is going to help you if we take away your homes. It's going to help you if we take away your health care. That's what Michelle did for the white Democrat establishment in Chicago in her professional career.
And how was she protected, Joel? I mean, here she's the face to the black community saying, here, we're going to do this. How, after all these years, I mean, were they able just to cordon off that information and keep it to the black neighborhoods of Chicago and not allow that to get out, especially, you know, after she becomes, the first lady?
Well, look, Michelle sets the narrative. She says, it's in her movie Becoming, which Netflix made a movie about her book Becoming. She says, right at the beginning, she says, I'm from the south side of Chicago, and that's all you need to know about me. She says that straight up. Oprah, every time she got introduced in her Becoming world tour, she would say, from the south side of Chicago, Michelle Obama. So that's the narrative, is I'm a kind of a poor kid from the south side. I suffered discrimination. That's, you don't need to know anything else about me. Now, to me, that was an invitation. I think there's a lot more I need to know about her.
Exactly.
And she wasn't from the south. First of all, South Shore near the lake was not even on the south side. It was a very privileged neighborhood, privileged school. Mm. Michelle made sure she was best friends with Santita Jackson, Jesse Jackson's daughter. She grew up in Jesse Jackson's house while he was running for president in the early 80s. So she has this very, very strong political background. But they made up a story. People remember back in 2008, she went over the top. She was so political. She said, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country.
Mm-hmm.
She got so much blowback that they realized they had to rein her in. So they made up a story. They said, okay, Michelle hates politics, and she just wants to be the mom in chief. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And the media ran with it ever since. To this day, people think that she doesn't like politics and she's not going to run for president. Michelle is all politics all the time. That's all she does. That's all she is. She's a political animal, and I'm convinced that she's laying the groundwork to run for president.
Well, the Democratic Party's desperate, and not that she's a total desperate choice, but she's kind of a fait accompli in a sense that who's left? I mean, they can't go to Kamala Harris. Bernie's been out for a long time. I mean, he's negotiated his piece of the Democratic pie and more or less happy with that.
Right.
So who do they got?
Yeah, look, there's almost no choice. And she can also run on nostalgia. Remember how much you loved it when Barack was president?
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember the Obama years? It's automatic nostalgia. What do Democrats love? Who do they truly love? They love Barack Obama. So this is the next best thing, and they know that Obama will be right there in the White House. Not that he's not there right now during the Biden term.
Exactly.
Doing it by phone.
Exactly, which is what he dreamed of. He said, if given an opportunity to run a third time, have a third run at it, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have the ear of the president and be involved in the decision-making, right? I mean, that's quite telling. And, of course,
quite obvious.
Here,
it is
quite obvious. There's no doubt about it. And the thing that's amazing in the Democratic Party, and maybe other people fall victim into this trap, as you say, this Trojan trap, of the Democratic nostalgia and this made-up narrative about the Obama years, it was a mess. It was unrealistic to think that, oh, wait a minute, you're going to elect, I mean, in a sense, give Obama, it was so wonderful, the two terms, that, yeah. what he did to this country, you're going to give him a third term in the name yeah. of Joe Biden?
Everyone knows.
That doesn't make sense.
Look, he did nothing for the black community. The agenda was
yes.
all the far-left socialist agenda. Another big reveal we find out, I'll give you a clue, when I go into in the film and the book in great detail, people don't know this very much at all. Michelle worked at Sidley and Austin law firm with Bernadine Dorn, the head of the Weather Underground mm-hmm. terrorist group, the wife of Bill Ayers. And Bernadine Dorn was a huge influence on Michelle. They were very close friends. Bernadine Dorn talked about something called the politics of fear for years. And Michelle mimicked word for word Bernadine Dorn's politics of fear narrative in 2008 on the campaign trail. So Michelle really had a radicalization experience by being so close to Bernadine Dorn. You learn all about that in the film. And a big part of it is you learn how Michelle just lies about everything. In reality, Michelle is an American success story. Her family, you know, worked hard. They got her out of the local neighborhood schools they thought would hold her back. They put her in elite schools, got her into Princeton. She got a job at a huge law firm, very successful, you know, even though she was exploiting black people, but she was successful in her professional career. And Michelle lies about all that. She just says, oh, I was held back in life. Everybody told me there's things I couldn't do. It's all a total lie for what really is a successful American story.
Amazing. Well, this politics of fear is foundational to all politics, isn't it? I mean, you've got to scare people, in a sense, to vote for you, and so you've got to contrive a boogeyman. So what Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers and the other Marxists have done time and again, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. This is a playbook.
Well, the politics of fear, they go a little further. They say that, Michelle talks about too, says we fear one another. Because we're all afraid of each other, we're afraid of going out of our house. We're afraid of the world. Now, really, it was Michelle who talks about being afraid to go out of her house because she'd get beat up by black kids who accused her of acting white. So Michelle was afraid of black people growing up, and I think she projects that fear onto white America that don't have her insecurities and her fears. Mm-hmm. So that politics of fear is very, very sinister and very hypocritical.
And a lot of people just assume that because she's a woman of color, right?
You got to look further. So you can see my film if you go to MichelleObama24.com. You can get over and watch it, live stream it. You can link over, get the book. It is on Amazon, SalemNow.com. It's just a great revelation into her real history, and I think America needs to know. And I say only the truth can stop her.
Wow, that's amazing. It's a real-life story, her plan for power. That follows a similar plan as her husband, Barack Obama, that you'll see in the movie. Joel Gilbert is already being praised for his brilliantly presented piece of research and revelation, typical of Joel. I mean, this isn't some, just get the project on film. I mean, it is backed up solidly with research and very credible. Joel Gilbert, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Anytime.